RiffStation is a new guitar software application designed for all players from beginner to pro player. You can learn new chords or even play along with your favorite bands by slowing down their tracks to get the chord just right. Dan Barry, co-founder from RiffStation, joins me now. So Dan, tell me, what exactly is RiffStation and how does it work?
And basically, RiffStation is a piece of audio software specifically designed for guitar players. So what we've done is we've taken a bunch of tools that we've developed for various different technologies over the years, and we've bundled them together and put an interface on there, which I'm hoping that any guitar player will agree is their dream come true. So just to give you a rundown of some of the functionalities on there. First of all, you load any song from your MP3 collection. So whether you've got a big iTunes collection or you're using Windows Media Player, if you've got a digital file, audio file, you load it into this application. And straight away, it calculates loads and loads of musical information based only on the file. So it's not using crowdsourcing or you don't need any subscriptions or anything. We actually analyze the file and we determine things like the tempo and the key signature. And most importantly for guitar players, we do chord recognition. So one of the first things the algorithm does is it attempts to calculate what chords are in the song. And it displays all the chords in a timeline which is synchronized with the audio. So as the audio is playing, you actually see what chords you should be playing at the same time. So as well as just kind of a little strip displaying the chords, it also shows the chord diagrams, so that the neck of the guitar with the finger positions, and they change in real time. So you see exactly what you should be playing, how you should be playing it, and what's coming next. But what I should stress is we haven't gotten to the stage where we have lead tablature yet. At the moment, it's still only chords, and the accuracy is about 80%. So we provided a bunch of editing tools as well, which allows people to edit any mistakes that the algorithm might have made, so you can finish off the last few chords yourself.
This is one of the things that I really loved about it was the fact that you could find yourself playing along with Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Keith Richards. You can stick in your favorite song, and it actually becomes fun for people, doesn't it? It doesn't become a learning experience. It's become fun because you're playing along with the people that you love, the people that you listen to.
Yeah, that was the idea. I mean, as you can probably imagine, the guys in the company are guitar players, and I can remember back when I learned how to play guitar, and I still play guitar. I'm obsessed with guitar, obviously. And I took very, very traditional sort of jazz guitar lessons, and it was very theoretical. But I wasn't a jazz guitar player. I was listening to, you know, Dire Straits and Cream and all the others, Metallica and Guns N' Roses and anything that had a guitar in it I was listening to. So I always kind of felt that I was never really getting to explore the music that appealed to me. And outside of my lessons, the only way I could do that was to go down to the music shop and buy these tablature books. So you could buy the tablature book for an album. So you could buy the tablature book for AC/DC's Back in Black or something. And the book was, you know, in the region of 20 euro or something like that. Mm. And that was just for the album. And of course, there's nothing interactive about it. You might have the album, and at that point in time, I had it on tape. You know, you gotta rewind, fast forward, rewind, play again, rewind, play again, until you get the bit right and you're looking at the tab at the same time. And, you know, it had always been something that I had dreamed of, to be able to load in any song from your collection. So even songs that nobody's ever written tablature books for. It could be your friend's band from down the road who you really like a song from and they've just recorded a demo. It doesn't matter. You just load any song into this. If you've got the song, it's your content already. So we don't want people to have to go and buy extra content or to have to subscribe to a service. We want people to be able to unlock a whole new world of possibility just from the collection they've already spent 10 years building. As well as the chords, you've got slowdown tool, which is always on the wish list for guitar players. So we built a real-time time stretching algorithm which allows people to slow down the audio without affecting the pitch. So you can go all the way down to half speed, and if you're sadistic about guitar solos, you can even go to double speed if you want and see if you can play it twice as fast. So the slowdown tool is really, really useful, and it works with the chord viewer as well, so you can even see the chords go by slower as you're listening to the music. Then we've got another tool, a pitch tool or a transposition tool, which allows you to actually learn hear and learn the song in any key you want. And this is audio, it's not MIDI. So you can load in, for example, Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms. It's in F sharp minor, which for any guitar players out there will realize they either will use a capo to play it or they'll have to play some complex bar chords. But instead with RiffStation, what you can do is you can just decide, no, I want to listen to the song in the key of E, which is an open key and it's much easier to play in. And all of the chords on screen will change to the key of E. So all of the chords for Brothers in Arms, instead of being in F sharp minor, are in the key of E now, easier to play, and you're hearing it in the key of E as well. So you're playing along exactly with the chords. So that's particularly useful. The other thing that that tool does as well is there are some songs which either because of tape speed variation, and quite a lot actually, especially in 70s recordings, which will be slightly off concert pitch. So you'd have to retune your guitar to play along with them. So we've got a little micro tune tool in RiffStation which allows you to retune the song so as it's in concert pitch again. So if you go through an evening of switching between three or four songs, you don't have to retune your guitar for every single song because they're all slightly out of pitch, a quarter tone out of pitch. You can just retune the music itself and you won't lose any quality with the micro tuning at all. So that's particularly useful. Then we've also got another tool, the isolator tool, which is, I suppose, the guitar solo tool, or the, for anybody who's particularly interested in what their favorite guitar players are doing. So what the isolate tool allows you to do is take Jimi Hendrix, for example, load up a Jimi Hendrix song and just listen to Jimi on his own. Get rid of everything else. So we've developed a technology which actually allows us to demix, to unmix an actual stereo recording. And once you've figured out the Jimi part or whatever guitar player you like, you can actually mute the guitar in the track and play along with it yourself.
It's giving people not just a learning kind of facility, but an experience as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange thing when you've got somebody like me, and it's not just me, it's the other guys in the company too. I mean, we've been working on the technology in various different guises for probably the last 3 or 4 years. But the tool, the actual RiffStation concept and the product, we've only been working on for about 10 months now. And it's strange when, even though you spend every hour working on it and thinking about it, you'd imagine you'd be sick of it. But when we get into the testing phase, whenever we test a new tool, we lose so much time playing with the thing. It's just, even to me, it's still addictive. And I have to eat, sleep, and breathe the thing, It's just, you'll lose a weekend, no problem with this thing.
And how do you break through the amount of clutter that is out there? Because there are books that help people to learn how to play the guitar. There are CDs, there are all these different types of things. And how do you break through the clutter?
Well, we're very early stage at the moment. We just released the first version of it, and it's a trial version. So anybody who wants it, they can download it free from our website at the moment, riffstation.com. And we just released that about 2 weeks before Christmas. And we've had, I think, about 500 downloads so far, and that's with no actual advertising or marketing whatsoever. So we've done a few small sort of interviews like this, and we've been lucky that some journalists have found it and done small articles, but we haven't actually kicked the marketing campaign into operation just yet, because the free version at the moment is it's a 30-day trial. And we're just tying up one or two loose ends on our payment back end and all that sort of stuff before we release the full licensed version. And we want to hold our advertising guns until then. But having said that, even at this stage, without actually throwing any money on it, you still have to do quite a lot. I mean, it's a daily routine to try and spend as much time as you can communicating with influential people, whether it's through email, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. So, I mean, long before we ever released, we mounted a social media campaign. And it's, I mean, considering the time we're putting into it, it's going pretty well. So for us, with a company like this, we found YouTube actually to be surprisingly useful because of the medium. It wouldn't work for every company, but YouTube is the place where, amongst things like cats falling into dustbins and things like that, you also have free open communication channel for talented people to post videos of themselves playing the most amazing guitar solos or any sort of musical instrument whatsoever. So YouTube is quite popular when it comes to guitar players. Obviously, there's as a natural performer in them all. So we've managed to attract the attention of, I won't say popular guitar players, but I mean a YouTube guitar player who's had 2 or 3 million hits. That's a worthwhile guy to get to post something on his feed or to eventually do a YouTube review of your product, you know. It's a very simple, free and easy way to start spreading your tentacles. Then as well as that, you know, we do the traditional Twitter and Facebook and things like that. But at the moment, we're in communication with a number of web resources, web forums that do advertising, and we're just building our own internal phase one advertising campaign at the moment. We put a budget together and we're going to distribute it amongst the various different quotes we've got. But the great thing about the web these days is with tools like Google Analytics, and that's for your own site obviously, but even Google Page Rankings, we within the company we've got a massive table of every potential print magazine or web magazine that we could advertise with. And for the web magazines, we take the Alexa ranking, which is a ranking according to how authoritative the site is, and also the Google Page Ranking. And we compare that against the CPC or the CPM, the cost per click advertising cost, and see what the best return based on their statistical views is. We estimate that there's at any given point in time about 40 million guitar players currently active between the United States, Northern America, Canada, and Europe. And that's not even to say how many guitar players might be in Asia. And as well as that, we're estimating that about 12 million join annually. Now, of course, the quit rate is probably quite high as well. So when we were considering what we were going to do with our technology, because we have quite a considerable amount of technology, one temptation might have been, let's try and push it into the pro audio domain. You can charge a lot of money for pro audio equipment, but the potential market is really, really tiny in comparison. So we've decided to go for something with mass appeal and charge significantly less for it. And as well as that, it's a lot closer to all of our hearts too, which also helps. But the other thing about guitar, it's such a viral activity, and I don't mean that in a traditional sense. What I mean is, if you know a guitar player, chances are their enthusiasm for it has already rubbed off on you. And even if you don't play guitar, you're going to tell them about something that you've heard about that you think they might be interested in. We attend obviously trade shows, and we did the Dublin Web Summit this year, and of course there are not 14-year-old guitar players at it. It's a very different sort of format. But mothers, fathers, brothers, boyfriends, husbands, as soon as they saw the stand, they needed to know what this was about, because they knew somebody who was very, very interested in guitar, and they couldn't wait to go home and tell them. So we're very lucky in that respect, that the message transmits very well because of people's enthusiasm for guitar.
And, you know, given all that, where do you guys hope to be in the next 3 or 4 years? Can we see a Riff Station 1, 2, and 3, or have you got other products lined up?
RiffStation certainly is a priority for us at the moment, and we've got a couple of different things to roll out. We've been lucky enough to test RiffStation on the new Windows 8 tablets, which I'm sure will be hitting the markets this year. I think they're going to announce it at CES. So we've run it on Windows 8 on one of the tablets, and it's just as cool on touchscreen. So the next thing for us after that on RiffStation, obviously we need to cover the Mac market. At the moment we're not supporting Mac, but we plan to be within the next 3 or 4 months. And then depending on how the licensing agreements with things like the iPad go, we might branch in there as well. There are some issues in terms of being a developer for the App Store regarding accessing the music collection on an iPad. Apple devices tend not to allow any other third-party functionality to replicate any of the native functionality. So they don't want another audio player on the device. So I think a lot of that will be relaxed as Android gets more popular too, because Android is a far more open platform. So I think you can expect to see bigger, better, extended functionality versions of RiffStation as we go along. And ultimately, what we'd like to do is try and really get some good penetration by maybe partnering up with one of the bigger companies that doesn't necessarily do software, like a guitar company, for example. Mm. If, you know, if we could license this out to a guitar company and they could bundle it up with a guitar, it would be really nice to get that sort of exposure. So these are all the sort of things we're going to explore. We plan on being around for a long time. So whatever technology comes down the road, we're going to be chasing it up.
Dan Barry from Riff Station and also from Sonic Ladder, thanks very much for joining us on In Focus, and the best of luck to you over the next couple of months and also over the next year as well. We hope you get the best of success.
Thanks a lot, Kellen.